I invite you to turn to our passage this morning in the Gospel of John, John chapter 5. We are returning to the study of this fourth gospel here on Sunday mornings after taking a Sunday off last Sunday to look at the wonderful prophecy in Isaiah 9, the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Christ into the world. It was an appropriate passage to look at in that Sunday before Christmas. But now we return to this wonderful journey, John chapter 5. We're looking at a passage starting with verse 24 today and next Sunday, 24 through 30. Today, probably just the first three verses, 24 through 26. As you know, we live in a world that's constantly changing, rapidly changing, really. Nations and cultures and people and societies have always been a process of change and in one sense always advancing at one level or another. Change has always been part of human experience, but it does seem that as life goes on that things just change so much faster now. And yet in the midst of all that, there is something that never changes. Truth never changes. Regardless of all the other changes, regardless of the advances in technology, regardless of the advances in industry and medicine and chemistry and physics and science and mathematics and manufacturings or whatever, there is something called orthodox doctrine, the tenets of which never change and never will change. Now that is what we are most interested in here at our church, at Twin City Bible Church. We are interested and care about orthodoxy. We desire to hold tenaciously to orthodox truth. And as I said, orthodoxy does not change. And that reality is certainly evident when it comes to the truths that we will touch upon today in this passage, truths about life, about death, about judgment, about eternity. But before we